The Kalispell tribe wants to change their status under the Clean Air Act to what is known as a Class 1 status, the most stringent air requirement that a state or entity can put in place. Natural Resource Officer with the tribe, Dean Osterman, says the plan was prompted by one issue, plans to build a silicon smelter near Newport.
For the previous decades that I've worked there and time prior to that, the tribe had never considered its air resources at risk. And this was an obvious way of adding a layer of protection for reservation airshed to help limit the amount of potential pollution that can affect tribal resources.
The new designation would mean more stringent standards for particulates in the air, as well as nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide. Only 1/4 of the amounts of those pollutants would be allowed, compared to the tribe's current designation as a Class 2 status. David Bray of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says the new status would impact an emitter if they sent pollutants over the reservation from another location.
So, you know, Department of Ecology or the Spokane Regional Clean Air Authority, you know, have been for years as they're doing, you know, air quality permits, you know, looking at what those new emissions would mean for the degradation on the Spokane Reservation as compared to the degradation, you know, elsewhere in Spokane County.
This week's meeting is to take public input on the EPA signing off on the change in the air designation. EPA officials stress it is not meant to take public testimony about specific concerns with the smelter, which still has to go through the permitting process. The public meeting will take place Thursday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Ponderay Public Utility District Building in the Newport Conference Room. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.